B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. All right, 106.7 The Fan and Maryland Terrapins football need your help solving the largest blood shortage in a generation. Join the We Give Blood Drive on Monday, October 28th at Tizer Tower on the University of Maryland campus. Donate blood between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. and get free tickets to Maryland versus Rutgers and help UMD win $1 million from Abbott. Visit big10.org/Abbott. JP and I will be there from 10 to 2. Make sure you come out and see us. Say hi. All right? But right now, we, as we do every Friday, right around this time, our guy, Jeff Walker, he has a song for us. Jeff, take it away, bro. All
right, B. So this song is to our haters, bro. Our number one haters. And it's a crazy day and time where, like, Cowboys fans, Eagles fans, and Giants fans, they're not our biggest haters right now.
Who is it?
The Chicago Bears. Every week.
One finger salute to them, too.
Every week, I see something about the Bears fans talking trash about us on the internet. And I know why they're mad. And this is the reason they're mad.
I don't like Bears fans like I don't like Cowboys fans. We always on the internet, crying, talking about my team. Look, stop talking about my team and stop talking about my quarterback.
Let's go.
I know the reason why they hurt.
Cause my QB balling and y'all know y'all should've picked them first.
They fans making bounties on some boo that work.
We ain't, tripping if they blitz and we gon' put them in the dirt.
Yeah. I know the reason why they hit.
They can't stand to see us winning. They can't recognize what's great.
It's time to go and dominate. Offense, defense, special teams, man, somebody make a play.
Yeah, this week we got our number one haters. Off on the net, JD5 output from Caleb. What we gonna do if BQ don't play him? Boy, they gonna be mad. Marcus had to slay him. Them ain't gonna be mad, rookie of the week, not Caleb. Cause they lost to a team they fans think is overrated. I know it don't mean much, but I'm tired of all the haters. Talking about they winning, but who have they been playing? Well, good question, cause we play the Bears next. A 4-2 team that we gonna have to stretch. I'm talking gut 'em, wring his neck, spread them out, they a rug at best. I know the reason why they hurt. Cause my QB ballin' and y'all know y'all should've picked them first.
They fans making bounties on some boot that work.
We ain't trippin' if they blitz and we gon' put them in the dirt.
I know the reason why they hate. They can't stand to see us winning. They can't recognize what's great. It's time to go and dominate. Offense, defense, special teams, man, somebody make a play.
And that's it, man.
Look, I like that, man.
I had to go on my Chicago vibe.
I like the fact that you went straight and addressed the people that's sitting out there. I mean, first of all, don't get mad at us. Your people picked who you got. If you love your quarterback, you love him. But don't hate on somebody else for loving theirs.
Yeah, man. I'm just sick of these fans. You know how much I hate them? I hate them as much as I hate the Eagles fans with that spelling bee crap. I hate that spelling bee crap, dog. And just like I hate them talking, they just be talking trash. Like the Bears fans really get under my skin. Well, they don't get under my skin, but I just be... When I see Bears fans talking about the Commanders and Jaden.
Well, they say Jaden is living rent-free where?
In their heads, dog. And it'd be so hilarious.
All right, well, we'll hear that again before we get out of here, somewhere around 1:45 in that segment over there. But you know what? We'll be about 10 minutes or so, you get a chance to ask me any question that you want. It's Ask B. Mitch Anything, and we do every Friday as well. And like I said, 1:30, we'll come back with the Commanders versus Bears, our predictions. And Landfield, did you like that song there?
I did.
Y'all sit and talk a lot. So Jeff probably listened to you. Did Landfield have any influence over that?
Nah. Landfield ain't had no influence on this one. Landfield actually was giving me HE double hockey sticks before we before we dropped the song.
Jeff made some questionable statements, but I did like in the song.
He did make one question. If he ever make it to me again, I'm gonna take him out.
I did like that he was attacking Bears fans because I'm kind of tired of their nonsense.
It's like, I mean, how do you get mad at a team that really has nothing to do with you? They need to be worried about the damn Green Bay Packers and the Vikings, you know, and the Detroit Lions. Instead of worrying about us, you know, we way over here in a totally different division that you shouldn't be concerned about us. But whenever, like I said earlier, when people start hating on you and start paying attention to you, it tells you you're doing something good. You know what I mean? So that's what they're doing. They're a little worried because this dude, Jaden Daniels, rolled in, started doing well. And then after the fifth Rookie of the Week Rookie of the Week award, they all got a little concerned. Like, what the hell is going on here? And to the fact that some people acted like if he wasn't even playing, he'll get the Rookie of the Week. No, they're not handing it to him. They gave it to him because he played well. And when a young man goes out there and put the work in that he puts in, puts the study time into that he puts in, dedicates himself to his craft, and doesn't give a damn about all the stuff off the field and whatever else goes with it, you have to give some credit to that. You know, I sit around and I watch guys, and I ask questions when I see guys that may know the person. And I ask two things. How much time they putting in? Are they dedicated to their craft? And if someone can answer those questions in a positive way, I expect that dude to do good. But when they don't answer it all the way in a positive way, I don't expect them to do good. Because so many times we think, I hear people tell me all the time, oh, man, I wish I could get where you are. Well, you could. I started where you are. I put time into it, as Jaden does. I think Caleb does the same thing. But if you don't put nothing into something, how the hell you expect to get something out of it? Every little kid that I've ever met, when they say, you know, man, how did you get where you're going? I say, well, first of all, I had good grades in school, which some parents tell me, well, we're not talking about school. Well, damn it, if you're not dedicated about school, your kid probably won't ever play no sports because they won't let him play sports. So you got to go through the little same rigmarole that everybody else went through, dedicate yourself to something so you get the opportunity to perform on the field, court, diamond, whatever you want to do. And if you can do all that stuff at the same time, you can get a chance to be right where Jaden Daniels is, Caleb Williams is, Roma Dunze, those type of guys. They don't just all of a sudden wake up one day and they're there. They dedicate themselves throughout their lives. So young people out there, dedicate yourself if you want to get somewhere. And when you get there, just watch. You're going to have some haters, just like Jaden Daniels has.